శుక్లగణపతిగుంహలామహేకవీనాముకమశ్రవస్తమం జ్యేష్ఠరాజం బ్రహ్మణా బ్రహ్మణస్పత ఆనశృంగోతిభిసీద సాదనం శ్రీమహాగణాధిపతయే నమః ఓం నమః పాణిని కాత్యాయన పతంజలిభ్యః శబ్ద విద్యా సంప్రదాయ కర్తృభ్యః పరమ ఋషిభ్యః నమో మహద్భ్యః నమో గురుభ్యః తస్మిన్నితి నిర్దిష్టే పూర్వస్య సప్తమీ నిర్దేశేన విధీయమానం కార్యం వర్ణాంతరేణ అవ్యవహితస్య పూర్వస్య బోధ్యం. తస్మిన్ ఈజ్ ది సప్తమీ విభక్తి ఇండికేషన్ ప్రణామ్యను సో తస్మిన్ సప్తమీ ఏకవచనం ఆఫ్ తచ్చబ్ద. తచ్చబ్ద బీయింగ్ ది ప్రణౌన్ సో తస్మిన్ ఇండికేట్స్ ది సప్తమీ విభక్తి. ఇది కన్వర్ట్స్ ద శబ్ద ఇంటూ అర్థ అండ్ అర్థ ఇంటూ శబ్ద. సో దట్ ఈస్ ది జాబ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇతి. సో తస్మిన్ బీయింగ్ సప్తమీ విభక్తి శబ్ద ఇతి ఇస్ దేర్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నౌ కన్వర్టెడ్ ఇంటూ అర్థ. దేర్ ఫోర్ తస్మిన్ ఇతి మీన్స్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద సప్తమీ విభక్తి. సెవెంత్ కేస్. The seventh case has three meanings. One is Vishaya Saptami, main is Adhara Saptami. So the Vibhakti means the Adhara, the support, or Vishaya Saptami. Vishaya means the subject matter, the topic of discussion, in that meaning it is used. Or it is Sati Saptami it is called. Means when one is, the other is, that kind of Saptami. It is called Sati Saptami. So, in this context, it is Sati Saptami. So, when Saptami Vibhakti is used, Tasminiti Nirdishte, so Saptami Vibhakti, in the meaning of Sati Saptami is used, then the Vidhiyamanam Karyam, whatever Karya, the Vyakarana Karya, whatever the Sutra mandates, the Karya, it happens to the earliest one, earlier one, Purvasya Bodhyam. That means while this is following, the Karya happens to the earlier one. Ikoya and Achi, and Achi Saptami Vibhakti. So now you apply this principle to that. As Ach follows, Achi, Achi Sati, as Ach is, Bhava Saptami, Sati Saptami. That means as the Ach is, the karyam, what is the karyam here? Yan is the karyam. Yan syat, you know. Yan is the mandated thing. So that yan happens to the immediate thing before. That is the ik. Therefore, as the ach is, the karya yan happens to the immediately preceding one, namely the ik. So immediately preceding one ik means Ach must be following immediately after. Ik becomes immediately preceding if Ach is immediately after. Therefore, Purvasya Bodhyam. So, the mandate happens, the mandated thing happens to the immediately preceding one. And in practical terms, we convert it as to mean as the Ach is following immediately. Achi pare. Like that we say. Okay, all this we have seen. Just I have reminded you the next sutra. Again one more Paribhasha sutra. Therefore in the example Sudhi Upasya, that is Samasa, where Samhita is inevitable. You cannot have Samhita alternately. Samhita is a must. That's why that kind of an example is given. Sudhi Upasya, that U is the Ach, and E is the Ik, and also E is immediately preceding the Ach, which is same as Ach immediately following the Ik. So now Yan has to come. In the place of E, Yan has to come. Now, it is E. Actually, if you look at the Pratyahara, E O Rulu, N has to come. N is Yaralava. Sashasar, Hayavarat, Lana. Yavarala. That is the N. So, Ushma, 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 whatever. Ushmana, Shashasaradhi Ushma. This is Antastha Varnas. So, Yava, Ra, La. These are the four Varnas. They have to come. So, in the place of E, which one will come? There are four, you know. Yava, Ra, La. Four are there. Which one will come? So, there is a Paribhasha Sutram, which settles this issue as well as other issues which may arise elsewhere. The Paribhasha Sutram. Sthanentaratamaha. So that is the Paribhasha Sutram. The Paribhasha Sutra I have explained to you, it doesn't help in directly giving rise to a particular word or any such thing. It helps in understanding other sutras. The general rules of interpretation of the sutras is called Paribhasha. So, general principles, like we have general principles of jurisprudence which may be applied in a given situation and a conclusion can be drawn. Similarly, these are such rules, Paribhashas. Sthane, the Sthanentaratamaha is a Paribhasha Sutra. It has two words in it. You may do Padachara, Sthane, Antaratamaha. You see, Sthana means Prasanga, the context. So, Sthane Sati Saptami. Again Sati Saptami. Sthane means Prasange Sati Antaratamaha. The word Antara means similar. Antara means similar. So that kind of a meaning is there. Antara can mean a few other things also, but in this context, here it is similar. Antara tamaha. Tara tama. Like a good, better, best in English. Similarly, antara, antara tara, antara tama. Means tama means highest. So, highest similarity. That is the meaning of antara tama. Then, just I am verifying one or two small points. So, sthane sati means prasange sati, as the prasanga means context is there. The antaratama, in the place of one, another thing has to come. That is the context here. In the place of E, N has to come. N itself has four things are called N. Which one has to come here? So, when such a prasanga is there, when such a context of one thing has to be replaced by the other, that is called adesha. So, when the adesha means one thing has to be substituted by the other. So, which other will substitute that one thing? Okay, that is the point. So, that substituting thing must be having highest similarity to the substituted thing. That is the Paribhasha. So, you have to substitute E now with N. Equal N Achi. That N is called Adesha. Substitute in the place of. That is the meaning of Sthane, in the place of. And whatever is replaced is called Sthani. Sthani. Sthanam asyastiti sthani. Gunaha asyastiti guni. Dhanam asyastiti dhani. Sthanam asyastiti sthani. So it is the E which has the place for itself to start with. Therefore E is the sthani and the N has to replace that E. And yan is called adesha. When it replaces, it is adesha. Without replacing, if something comes and adds, it is called agama. Adesha shatruvat, agama mitravat. This is how they say. Adesha is like shatru, the enemy, who replaces, who substitutes. Whereas agama is like mitra, comes and joins. It doesn't disturb anything. It just comes and adds. That is agama. So this is a, whenever shashti is used, sthane, therefore it is always adesha. When shashti is used, adesha. For agama, panjami will be used. I will come to that later. Whenever shashti is used, it is adesha. So here ikaha is shashti. So in the place of ik, yan has to come. Which yan? Whichever is having highest similarity to the ik which is sitting there. So that is the paribhasha. You may say the paribhasha. Prasange sati sadrushatamaha adeshasyat. Prasange sati. You may say prasange sati. As there is prasakti of replacing sadrushatamaha, the one which has highest similarity, adeshasyat, comes as a substitute. So sudhi upasya, that was the starting point. Now e is there, e has to be replaced by yan. So you have to see the similarity, so antaratama, based on stha, ichu yashanantalu. So e and ya have the same sthana, that is the similarity, same sthana. Therefore, ya will come out, whereas va sthana is different, ra and la, their sthanas are different. Therefore, the sthana is enough to establish the similarity between e and ya. So now there is no problem, e will be replaced by ya. But suppose you have two syllables which are having the same sthana, then how do you decide the similarity? Then if the sthana itself is different, sthana itself will settle, which is the similar, no problem. But suppose sthana is similar for more than one syllable, then sthana cannot settle. Then you have to take antara prayatna also. That will settle. If antara prayatna is also same for the two syllables, even that cannot settle between two things, then you have to take bahya prayatna. That will settle. That way. So in this particular case, the sthana, the point where the pronunciation happens, that itself settles. Ichu yashanam talu. La, ra and la, they do not come into the picture at all. Therefore, e is now replaced by yakara. Yakara means we say ya for pronunciation, only y, that a won't be there. Therefore, e is now replaced by y. So what you will get is sudhu y upasya. Iti sthite, that is what he says. Sudhu y upasya iti jate. Sudhi upasya has now become sudhu ya upasya. You followed it? Okay, next. Anachicha. You see, in understanding sutras, you have to understand a scheme called anuvritti. The sutras are not isolated sutras. They are given as a bunches. A bunch of sutras is recognized. All these 10-12 sutras together constitute one bunch like that. Because they all talk about one issue. Therefore it becomes a bunch. So in that bunch, every one of the sutras will have a same word, suppose. That is how bunches are. They all will talk about a single topic. Therefore each one of the sutras will have one word or two words common. And so Panini will not repeat all these words which are common. He will put them on the in the top sutra and give a mark to them. And so whatever words are put in the top of the sutra and given a mark, those words will go into the later sutras. This is the scheme of anuvritti. Okay? So, for example, here anachi cha is there. Cha, you know, cha is and. Anachi, which achi is a pratyahara, and the one which is not achi is anachi. And saptami anachi. What do you understand from that? So you need to get a few words from above, anuvritti. The anuvrittis I will indicate to you. There is a sutra, achorha bhyam dve. You may just hear it and leave it at that. As you know, the vritti, all those anuvrittis are taken into account while writing the vritti. Therefore, vritti becomes more explanatory. Just for the sake of understanding how these words that are there in the vritti, that are not there in the sutra, where from they have come. That's why I'm just to give you an idea, I'm saying it. There is a sutra called Achoraha Bhyam Dve. From that sutra, two words will come here. That is Achaha and Dve. In fact, this bunch of sutras is all about Dvitvam. The syllable gets doubled, that kind of bunch it is. So the word dve he won't say again and again and again. He said it in one place. And so dve, 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 everywhere dve comes. And that dve comes into this anachicha sutram also. And then achoraha bhyam dve, from that sutra, achaha comes, dve comes. Then there is another sutra, yaro nunasike nunasikova. You must have heard this sutra. From that sutra, the word yaraha will come. So yaraha means, so shashti of yar. Yar is a pratyahara. Haya varad lan namaganam jabhain jabhain. That is yar. So big pratyahara. So now how many words are there? Achaha, yaraha, dve, anachi cha, all those words are there. Then achaha is panchami. So achaha means panchami. Whenever you have panchami, there is a paribhasha. It is not sitting here. I will just briefly mention to you. Tasmadit chuttarasya. Tasminiti nirchite purvasya. We have seen. Tasmaditi uttarasya. So whenever there is panchami vibhakti, then the karyam happens to the immediately following one. Therefore achaha is panchami. Therefore it means the one which is immediately following the ach. Therefore it comes to mean as achaf parasya. And that becomes an adjective to the word yaraha. So there is yar. Yar prachahara. So there must be ach. And immediately following this ach, there must be a yar. And that yar will get doubled. Dve staha. It gets doubled. And this happened, this doubling, dvitvam is called in Sanskrit, dvitvam. So I will be using the word dvitvam only. So this dvitvam happens alternately. Means it may happen, it may not happen. It is called vikalpa. That va also came into this sutra. Yaro nunasike nunasiko va. That va also came. Va means it may happen, it may not happen. So dvitvam happens alternately. Vikalpa means may happen, may not happen. Optionally, yeah. It happens optionally. But the anachicha, it must not be followed by ach. That is anachicha. Are you following it? So now what is the sequence? Ach must be there. Achaf parasya. Then it must be followed by yar. And this yar must not be followed by ach. It must not be followed by ach. In that situation, that year gets doubled. It gets dvitvam. Okay? Suppose now you see Sudhu Ye Upasya is there. In Sudhu Ye Upasya, Su U is Ach. And following the Tachi Siddhi, that is Yar. Okay? And it is not followed by Ach, because Ye is not Ach. Therefore, it satisfies all the conditions, so it becomes doubled. Sudhu Dhu Yu Upasya, it becomes. Shall I write this on the board? Because you see that the dhu is followed by it is following u. Achah parasya. Achaha means u. Parasya is a dhu. And it is not followed by ach. Anachi. Ach is not following it. Hal is following, not ach. And therefore that dhu gets dvitvam. So dhu dhu ye upasya. That becomes. Now you have understood the sutra. You may finish the formalities that go along with it. Anachicha Achaparasya Yaraha Dvevastaha Natvachi Achaha Achaparasya. Following the Ach. Immediately following the Ach. Yaraha. To the Yar. Okay? Dvevastaha. Dvitvam comes optionally. To but na achi. Achi should not follow. Okay? Suppose sudhu, after dhu, suppose you have an ach, suppose. Then dvitvam won't happen. So there must be ach to begin with. Following that ach must be yar. And following the yar there must not be any ach. In that situation, that yar gets dvitvam optionally. So it may get, may not get. So if it gets, this is the situation. If it doesn't get, that is what is what. That is the sutra. Iti dhakarasya dvitvam. Iti does dhakarasya. To the dhakara dvitvam. Dvitvam happens. Did you follow that? Okay. Next sutra. Jhalam jashi jashi. You see, this sutra is an important sutra. In this sutra, what is the kari? What is it that is mandated? Jash. Jash is mandated. Jash is mandated in the place of jhal. Because jhal is shashti. So in the place of jhal, jash is mandated. When the jash will come, a condition. The condition is jashi. Jash must follow. Jashi. Jash must follow. So, what are these pratyaharas you first see? Hayavaratalan. Kapha chathatha chatatau kapai sashasarahal. Okay. Hayavaratalan namagananam jabhai. Jabhai. Jabagadadash. That jabagadadash is the jash. That is the karyam here. That is mandated. Jabagadada, those five. They are the second letters of the five vargas. Kavarga, ka, ga, third letters, sorry. Third, ka, kha, ga, cha, cha, ja, ta, tha, da, ta, tha, da, pa, pha, ba. So, jada, gada, dash. So, they are the third syllables, the third letters of the five vargas. They constitute jash. Now, what is jhal? Jhal is, so, haya, namaganam, jhabhai, javagadadash, the javagadadash is also included in it. Javagadadash, khapa, chata, tha, chata, tau, kapai, sasa, sar, hal, that is jhal. That means, the first syllables are not there. Khapa, chata, tha, chata, tau, kapai, they are also there. That means what? All the four are there. Kakha, ga, gha, cha, cha, ja, jha, ta, tha, da, dha, ta, tha, da, dha, Papha Babha, they are 20, and the Sesha Sa, those three, so Kapa Chatata Chatata Kapai Sesha Sar Ha, Sesha Sa and Ha. So total 24 syllables are Jhal. Okay? So these 24 are there. Palinus scheme is a marvelous scheme. You have to study it carefully, not a problem. So, they are the jhal. And this jhal are replaced by jash. The 24, any one of them can be replaced by jash. Jash means jabagadadash. So, which one for which you have to apply the principle sthanen taratamaha. That paribhasha is always there. The condition is, jash must follow jashi. Jashi is saptami, tasmaniti nirdishte purvasya. So as jhash is there, the earlier one will get. The earlier one is jhal. Therefore, jhal will be replaced by jhash when jhash follows. Okay? What is jhash? Jhabhagadadhash, jhabhagadadhash, that's it. That means the third jhabhai kapachatathachatatav kapay, no. The third and the third and fourth, right. That is jash. So jhals are 1, 2, 3, 4 of the five vargas, and then sasha saha, they are the jhal. When they are followed by jash, that means the third and fourth, when they are following, then the first one's jhal is replaced by the five, jabagadada, the five. It is called jashtvam. You know, tvam is added, you know. Tvam is added, you know. Always we add tvam. Means it represents the status. Jash, the status of being jash, jashtvam. And what is the mandate here? Jashtvam is mandated. Therefore, it is called Jashtva Vidhihi. The spirit of the mandate you followed. Now you look at this situation. Sudhu Dhuji Upasya, you look at this. Not the first one, the second one. The first Dhu is Jhal. The second Dhu is Jash. So, Jhal is followed by Jash. Therefore, dhu will be replaced by jash. So, which is nearest to dhu among jada, gada, da? Which will replace dhu? Sthanentara tamaha, da will replace. Okay? Therefore, now you will get like this. you understand well, and then by heart the vritti, that is enough. Don't go on writing every word that I speak. Just make some brief notes and pay attention to what I am saying, and by heart the vritti and understand. And in addition to that, make some notes also. I appreciate your taking notes. I am not saying anything against it, but what I felt is, what all you are writing really is there sitting in the vritti. If you make a note of it, that will be useful to you. You may now say the vritti. Jalanjashashi spashtam. Means it is very obvious that is what he says. So I will tell you the guru. Jalam, to the jal, jhashi, as jhash follows, jash, jash will replace. You got it? So the jhal is replaced by jash, the condition being that the jash must be following. This is the spashtam. Iti purvadhakarasya dakaraha. Iti does purvadhakarasya. The first dha, to the first dha, dakaraha, dha will come. So this is what you got. Now that concludes the sandhi. So now you have these forms.
If you don't do, I will explain.
If you don't do dvitvam, dvitvam is vikalpa. If you don't do vikalpa, then the first one will be there, suddhyupasya. If you do dvitva, then it must be followed by jashtvam also. Then you will get that. You have to write like that. That is the way it should be written. Dakara, dhakara, yakara, ukara, suddhyupasyaha. In pronunciation also, there is a small difference. Definitely there is a difference. For example, the top one is pronounced as suddhyupasyaha. The bottom one is pronounced suddhyupasyaha. That extra dha will be there. So like that they pronounce. In Vedic pronunciations also, they follow this kind of difference. For example, utthanam, some of the traditional Vedic pandits pronounce it as utthanam, like that they pronounce. Utthanam, like that. So like that, I don't remember exactly, so that kind of double pronunciation they do. Suddhyupasya, an extra da is brought into the pronunciation. When you say everything alike, then there is no problem. Everything is eaten, all the syllables are eaten, that is not a problem. But when you pronounce properly, then there is a difference. Now, see, there is one possibility of that ya disappearing. So he raises that possibility and prevents the disappearance of yakara, and then they get established. So in the process, some sutras are getting introduced. Okay? So that is the topic now. You may say, sanyogantasya lopaha. You see, there is an adhikara sutra called padasya. Adhikara sutra means, earlier I have mentioned it to you, there is a bunch of sutras. and into every one of these sutras a single word will go and join. A single word or two words, whatever, they join to every one of the sutras. Then what Panini will do, you know, he will take out those words, word or words, which are common to all the sutras in a given bunch, and he will put that those two words on the top. And only one word will be there, or two words. For example, padasya, it says. That is one sutra. It has no meaning in its place. Of the word, of the pada, pada suttivandam padam we have seen. Of the pada, pada we don't translate because word doesn't mean what pada means, you know. Pada is suttivandam padam. Therefore, padasya, he says. Shashti, of the pada. So what does it mean? It doesn't mean anything. But it goes into every one of the sutras that follow. For example, sayogantasya lopaha, padasya will come into it. So sayo and the padasya shashti, sayogantasya is also shashti. Shashti connects with shashti. Therefore, sayogantasya padasya lopaha, it becomes. That is the scheme. Okay? So you may say, so sayogantasya padasya lopaha. So the pada is there. Lopa means, what is lopa? You know, adarshanam lopaha, disappearance is lopa. Therefore, there must be a pada, and for that pada, this karyam called lopa will apply, provided that pada is a sayogantasya, sayoganta. Sayoga must be there at the end of the pada. Sayoga, you know, halonantara sayogaha. So, ajvihi avyavishta halaha sayoga samudnyasyuhu. So, in between two vowels, there is no ach. That is how those two vowels are there. Siddhu dhu ye is there. Or even siddhu ye is there. Siddhu ye is there. Here the point is how siddhu ye has come. To start with, it was a sudhi upasya, you know. In that sudhi upasya, that is a samasa padam. In the samasa, that sudhi is having, it is as though it is having that sup. Sudhi bhihi upasya, it is. That is the vigraha vakya. By intelligent people, he is served. Upasya means served by whom? By sudhi, by intelligent people. So vigraha vakyam, if you break it, it appears as sudhi bhihi upasyaha. So that bhis is there. Sudhi bhihi means bhis is the pratyaya, vibhakti pratyaya. You will come to know it later. That bhis has disappeared. So even though it has disappeared, there is a paribhasha. You will see that later. Pratyaya lope pratyaya lakshanam. That is the paribhasha. So even when the pratyaya disappears, it serves as though it is present there. Okay? Therefore, sudhi bhis is gone. With bhis it becomes pada. Because pada, suptivandam padam. Now bhis has disappeared, but still pratyaya lope pratyaya lakshanam paribhasha is there. So by that paribhasha, it still serves as though it is there. Therefore, the sudhi is padam. When sudhi is padam, in the place of ye has come. Therefore, when sudhi is padam, its metamorphosed form, sudhu ye, is also padam. Okay? There is a paribhasha for it. Ekadesha vikrutam ananyavatu. Ekadesha vikrutam. The whole thing is there. There is a change in one small part. That doesn't make it a new one. Sudhi is sitting as such in the place of E has come. So the example given by our teacher was, there was this gentleman, his name is Venkaya. Venkaya is there. This Venkaya, one day what happened is, something fell on his head and a bump has come on the head. Now, next morning, the Venkaya is coming, there is a bump on his head. This Venkaya, is he Venkaya or not? Venkaya similarly, in the place of Sudhi, Sudhu, you have come. It is same only, it is not different. Therefore, Sudhi is Padam, Sudhu, you is also Padam. And what kind of Padam it is? The end is Sanyoga, Sanyoganta, it is Sanyoganta Padam it is. Right? Sudhudhu is a Sanyoga. Therefore it is Sanyoganta Pada. Therefore this rule should apply to this. That is the context. Okay? Now you may say Sanyogantasya Lopaha Sanyogantam Yat Padam Tasya Lopasyat Yat Padam Which Pada Sanyogantam ends with a sanyoga, tasya, to that pada, lopasyat, lopa happens. So the rule means, the sutra means this much. When there is a pada ending with sanyoga, the pada should disappear. So if the entire pada disappears, then what is left? Therefore there is a paribhasha here. Alontyasya. That is the paribhasha. So, this into this paribhasha, anuvritti comes. Shashti sthane yoga. From that sutra, shashti will come. Therefore, so, shashti must be there, and the karyam, whatever karyam, the mandate, in this case, the mandate is sanyogantasya lopaha. Lopa is the mandate. That is karya. Ukoyanachi, what is the mandate? Yan is the mandate. Jalan, jesh, jeshi, what is the karyam? Jashtvam is the karyam. So whatever karya it may be, if it happens, if it is mandated by mentioning the shashti vibhakti, then that mandate, that karyam happens not to the entire thing, but it happens to the last syllable only. Antyasya bhavati. Antyasya alaha. Al means what? Syllable. The entire Ayvanarlokayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayochayamayoch Any syllable is all. Therefore, the last syllable only gets the karya, not the entire thing. Whenever he uses srishti and mandates a thing, that happens to the last syllable alone. That is the paribhasha. Therefore, sayogantasya lopaha. Now what is the meaning of that sutra? The pada, if it is having sayoga at its end, tasya lopaha. Lopa happens to it. To it means not to the entire thing, to its last syllable, which is ye. That ye should disappear according to that paribhasha. Okay? You say that. Alontyasyam shashti niddishtasya antyasya alaha adeshasyat shashti niddishtasya. To the one which is pointed out by the sixth case, antyasya alaha, to the last syllable, adeshasyat, the substitute happens. Even lopa is an adesha. The whatever sitting is there, it disappears and the absence will come there. Lopa, abhava will come there. It is abhava adesha. Therefore, lopa is adesha. This lopaha, sayogantasya lopaha, this lopa should happen because shashti nirdishtasya, sayogantasya is a shashti nirdesha. The whole word is pointed out by shashti vibhakti. Therefore, lopa has to come. Lopa is the adesha. Therefore, this adesha should now come not to the entire unit, but to the last syllable, antyasya alaha. To the last syllable, adeshasyat, the adesha comes. Therefore, ye alone should disappear. Iti yalope prapte. Iti thus, yalope. The disappearance of ya prapte, as it is about to happen. Suppose you have come and disappears. According to this sutra, it has to disappear. Then what is the fun of doing all this eco energy and all that? It is called molachyada. The basis, the foundation itself should not be eliminated, you know. E was there, and in its place, E, all this effort has been made to bring you, and now that you disappears, what is the fun of making it and then disappearing it? So it should not be like that. Therefore, one Vartikakara will rectify that situation. But this Alokyasya, it is, this Parivasha is very important. It is called Alokya Parivasha. Okay? Alokyasya. Idi Parivasha. Alokya Parivasha. The spirit of that Parivasha is, whenever in the Sutra you use Shashti Vibhakti and bring in an Adesha, that Adesha won't come for the entire thing. It will come in the place of the last syllable alone. That is the Parivasha. That is the spirit of the Parivasha. Called Alokya Parivasha. You will come across this Parivasha again and again. I will point out to you as and when it happens. Now you may say the whole thing one more time. Alokyasya Shashti Nidhishtasya Antyasyalaha Adeshasyat Shashti Nidhishtasya. To the word pointed out by Shashti Vibhakti, Antya Adeshaha, Adeshaha, the substitute, Antyasya Alaha, to the last syllable, Syat, comes. So when a substitution has to be done, using the Shashti Vibhakti, when Shashti Vibhakti is indicated, the substitution has to be done, then you won't substitute the entire thing. You will substitute only the last syllable. Therefore here, Sayoganta is the Sudhuyu, Sayogantasya Padasya Lopaha. Then now Lopa has to come. Lopa is the Adesha. The Lopa won't come to the entire Sudhuyu. It comes only to the last syllable of Sudhuyu. It means you will disappear. Iti Yalope Prapte. Like that, a situation is about to happen that the yakara has to disappear. Iti yalope prapte. Then vartikakara interferes. You may say, yanaf pratishedho vachyaha. Each vartika corresponds to one sutra only. It is not for the entire thing. This particular vartika, it corresponds to sayogantasya lopaha, to that sutra. Therefore, it restricts the application of that lopa. Therefore, when sanyoganta lopa it is called. Sanyoganta lopa, whenever you are going to do, you do it everywhere, but not for yan. Yan is what? Hayavarata lan, yavara la. For that, sanyoganta lopa should not happen. Pratishethaha means negation. Therefore, you won't go away, it remains. You got it? You may say, yana pratishedho vachyaha. Yanaha. To the yan, pratishedha. Non-application of sayogantalopa vachyaha must be taken into account. Yeah. Wherever you are applying sayoganta lopa, go ahead and apply it, but don't apply it for yan. For sayoganta means the anta must be a consonant. Then only that consonant has to disappear. Any consonant may disappear, but not y, but not yavarala. Yan should not disappear. Okay? Except yan, anything else may disappear. So Panini said all consonants will disappear if it is sanyoganta. But the Vartikakara restricted its application. That's why to now whom should we take into account, whether should we go by Panini or by Katyayana? Vatikakara is the Katyayana. Therefore there is a paribhasha for it. Uttarottaram muninam pramanyam. And in the munis, Katyayana, Panini, Katyayana, Patanjali Bhyaha, these are the three munis, Rishitrayam. So three rishis, like Sangeeta has three rishis, Chayaraja, Shyama Shastri and Muthuswami Dikshitara. These are the rishitrayam for the Sangeeta, Karnataka Sangeeta. So similarly for Vyakaranam, these are the three rishis. In these three rishis, Panini was the first one, then came Katyayana, then came Patanjali. It is the language which gradually progresses, you know. Therefore, you have to take the latter muni more pramana than the earlier one. Uttarottaram muninam pramanyam. The rishi who comes later becomes more authentic than the earlier rishi. Therefore, Katyayana has to be taken into account. Panini may be kept aside at that point. Paribhasha, it applies everywhere. What is your question?
This group for all equivalency we sat as, and we have come all Paribhasha Sutra. Is this also a part of equivalency Paribhasha Sutra?
No, equivalency is not Paribhasha.
No, for equivalency.
All these are meant for equivalency. In the equivalency application, how many Paribhasha Sutras are there? You see, Ikaha Shashti, Shashti Sthane Yoga. Wherever there is a Shashti, put Sthane there. Ikasthane, that is one Paribhasha. Achi Saptami, Tasmin Nitinu, Dishte, Por, Vasya, Saptami Paribhasha, you have seen. Two Paribhashas. Only two Paribhashas are applied in the case of equivalency. Sayogam Tasya Lopaha, for that alone, Paribhasha is applied. Okay? So, enough pratishodho vachyaha. Now, yakara lopa is prevented. Therefore, those two forms remain. Suddhyupasya. So, he is giving that. Suddhyupasyaha. Suddhyupasyaha. So, with two dhanadha and one dha. You see, dha becomes doubled, dvitvam. Dha, and then jashtvam is applied to make it dha. The first one only, first dha becomes dha by jashtvam. Then the second example, madhvarihi. You see, you write this, I will dictate. Madhu plus arihi. Madhu plus arihi. That is the starting point. Ari means enemy. Madhvarihi. Okay? Now, who is it? And achi is following, I is achi is following. Therefore, in the place of ik, yan should come. And so, in the place of who, va comes. So, gives, madhu plus arihi gives, madhu v arihi. Madhu v arihi. Shall I write it? Okay, I will write it. You can follow. Madhu v arihi. Now again, anachicha will apply. Dvitvam will come optionally. So because dhu is there, that is madhu vyarihi is there. You just understand, then you can write. That akara is there, makara akara. That is the ach. Achas parasya yaraha. Dhu is the yar. Dvesyat. Dvitvam comes anachi. Ach should not follow. Vy is not ach. Therefore, it will get dvitvam optionally. So, you may write madhu dhu v arihi. Madhu dhu v arihi. Optionally. And now, jashtvam will come. Jhalan, jash, jashi. That dhu, first dhu becomes dhu. Madhu dhu v arihi. Madhvarihi, dakara dhakara. Madhvarihi. And only one dha, madhvarihi. Optional, you know. Optional, you may do it, you may not do it. The option is given to you, now your choice. The idea is, if the poet does it, you can understand. If the poet does not do it, you can understand. And if you want to do it, you go ahead and do it. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. That is how the language works. Dhatram shaha. This also you may write, I will dictate. Dhatru amshaha. Dhatru, this is a, not refa, it is r, ach, dhatru amshaha. You see, ikoyanachi, you know, now this is all going by ikoyanachi. Ikkar, how many iks are there? Iru, ru, lu. For examples he is giving. E example he gave, sudhi upasyaha. U example he gave, madhu arihi. Now ru example he is giving. Dhatru amshaha. Dhatru means the Ishvara, the creator. Every one of us is a part of the creator. That is the meaning of the word. Dhatru amshaha. In this ru is the ik, followed by amshaha. Am is the ach. Therefore ikaha achi. Yan should come. In the place of ru, what yan will come? So rit rashanam murdha ra will come. Dhatru amshaha. Dhat r amshaha. R means refa. That refa is called r. Okay? Dhat r amshaha. Now there is no dvitvam here. Dvitvam won't come. Because, you see, dvitvam should come for achah parasya yaraha dvevastaha. Achaha dha is ach. Parasya tu is not yar. Dhatramshaha, tu yarra or not? It is yarra. Dhutvam will come. Dhutvam will come. Because achaf haya varata lanigamangananam jabhai jabhagadadesh kapachatat chetatav kapaisashasar yar. So dhutvam will come. So dhat t r amshaha. Shall I write it on the board? Yes, I will write. Only jastvam won't come. There is no jastvam situation. Jalam, jashi, jashi. There is no such thing. Because, you see, tu is there. It is not a jal. Jabhai. Para is not there. Huh? Yeah, you have to, it could be confusing. That's why. Jalam, jashi, jashi. So para is not there, yeah. Therefore there is no jastvam. Jastvam won't be there. Otherwise, everything else is there. So tu dvitvam is one form, without dvitvam is another form. Okay? The next one also I will write.
That it came like this.
illu akruti. The word is like this. Shri Krishna, he resembles that illu. He is like this tribhangi, you know. So lakarasya akrutiriva akrutihi isya saha bahuvrihi. So illu akrutihi. Krishna, while singing on the flute, he assumes that shape. It is very crooked shape. Therefore he is called illu akrutihi. Now iko yanachi, this is ik and that is ach, therefore yan will come. Yan for lu is la, lu, lu, that is lu akratihi. Now anachicha won't, dvitvam won't come, because there is no ach following, ach has to be there to begin with, there is no ach to begin with. Therefore lu, there is no dvitvam, there is no jastvam, that dvitva, jastva, those two things are not there. Only ko yanachi, this yen alone is there, you get la akrutihi. That is how it is. Therefore, in the case of Shuddhyupasyaha Madhvarihi, you have dvitvam as well as jastvam. In addition to yen, dvitva and jastva is there. In the case of Dhatramshaha, after yen only dvitvam is there, no jastvam. In the case of lakritihi, after yan, there is no dvitvam, there is no jastvam. But all the four are examples for iko yanachi. This is a very good effort. You study it well. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Nasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. ओम शांति 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 ही हरि ही ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ही ओम तत्सत श्री कृष्णार्पणमस्तु. This did not record because battery is over or what.